Welcome to We're Only Human, a podcast focused on blending research and practical advice to help today's HR, talent, and learning leaders improve business outcomes. Let's welcome your host, Ben Eubanks.
Everybody and welcome. This is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, and I am excited today to talk to one of my local HR friends. Actually, we've known each other for a couple years. We both have twins, and so we are basically kin. So I'm excited to talk with Donna Quinney today. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good conversation. So tell us a little about who you are and what you do to give the audience an idea of who we're talking to today.
Okay, busy mother of twins, as you can imagine. They're 5 years old in kindergarten, so they keep me busy and keep me young. But in addition to that, I am the HR manager for a government contractor here in Huntsville, Alabama. And we here have approximately 200 employees, and so I'm responsible for creating innovative ways to engage all of our employees and establishing those systems and training that will essentially empower our employees and develop them into leaders. So as the HR manager here, I'm continuously seeking for ways to make the employee experience just exceptional, you know, even from the beginning of when the employees even have a thought of applying for one of our positions. We want to make that experience go above and beyond an exceptional experience for them. So I'm continuous also looking for ways to enhance our policies, procedures, our technologies here, to enable that exceptional experience for the employee, and certainly to overall align our company goals with those procedures and technologies here. So in a nutshell, that's who I am and what I do.
Awesome. Very cool. There aren't that many. Usually I talk to one in HR that, and they don't lead off with that, you know, I'm trying to make a better employee experience, but I love that you did. I don't know if that's the answer to this question, but what is your favorite thing about working in HR?
So, well, you know, I know this line is probably a little cliche, but just, you know, working with our employees, you know, working with people. But that's true. I think a favorite part of mine is, you know, you show up day to day and no day is alike. But you're faced with whatever challenges or issues for the day that our employees or program managers might have. And just for me to play a small role in, you know, helping them with those issues that they're having to work out a resolution for that. It's what I love about working in HR. So that day is never the same. You know, there's no issue the same, really, or challenge is the same. So there's always that little bit of difference there. But that's what I like about it. So and even with that, you know, those different day-to-day challenges that just keep me motivated and continuing to learn and grow and evolve my knowledge in HR. So that's what I like about working in HR.
Absolutely. That's one of those things that I've been part of a couple of conversations in the last few weeks about professional development and that aspect of what we do. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird thing where they always say, you know, the cobbler's children has no shoes. The person that makes shoes that never has his kids never have any because he's focused on everybody else. And in HR, we're always focused on developing and growing the other people in the organization.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we forget, like, oh, yeah, I probably need some of that, too, if I'm going to stay at the top of my game.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So speaking of learning and so on, I'm actually going to be at the Silk Road event this year. I know we saw each other last year at that event. What do you remember about that event? I know you went to several. You've learned a lot. I know I've seen you at local events and others, but do you remember anything specifically from that event that kind of stood out to you in terms of a learning moment?
Let's see. So, yes, I've been to the Silk Road User Conference for the past 3 years.
Oh.
And but sadly, I won't be able to make it this year. But they put on a phenomenal user conference for their customers. And actually, well, there are a couple of things that really stood out to me. And mainly, I'm just going to say the one thing that I just stands out year after year after year that they continually do an excellent job with is the, you know, if you interact with the staff, whether they're trainers, the developers, you may even have a conversation with the VPs, but they're all there driving that that customer service and making sure that your questions are answered, and if there's anything that you need assistance with, help with, that you don't understand, they're there to help. If they don't know the answer, by golly, they're going to hunt someone down that can answer that question for you. So that was phenomenal for me. I mean, and they do that year after year after year. But the one cool thing that I really like about the user conference that was a huge learning experience for me is that they have this, I think it's called a user lab, where the attendees can actually go into this lab and actually sit down with one of the trainers or the developers. And whatever issue that you're having with the system, they will sit down, actually log into your account, and kind of walk you through whatever issues you're having. Or if something is, you know, not that clear, you need clarification on something, they'll do that. And they're very patient, and they're going to take time and explain that that scenario that you're dealing with you. So I think that was the biggest thing that stood out to me. Like I said, they really drive home that customer service to get your questions answered. And then that user lab, again, it's phenomenal. You can go in, sit down with the trainer or developer, and they walk through whatever issue you have so that you can get it and understand it. So
I tried not to feel put out last year because I'm there, we're friends, and I'm speaking at the event. I said, hey, are you going to come to my session? You said, actually, I'm going to do this product education session, or I'm going to have this, you know, this this lab, you know, conversation with someone else because
yes,
we can help with this
yes,
one part of our product.
Yes.
We're trying to change our practice, and so I tried not to feel bad about that and feel hurt by it because it
I know, but I really needed to get that information, so
I know,
sorry about that.
I still hold it against you and think about it every night, as you might imagine. So
yeah, I imagine.
Oh, goodness. So it's funny because I mentioned a minute ago, I've been a lot more active on Twitter lately. I don't know what it is. There's been something about this season where I've been more interactive, and I don't know what's driven that specifically. But I saw someone in a conversation recently say that he thinks that HR events, as a practitioner, are a waste of time and resources, and I don't agree with that. I think there's a lot of value there. So I'm curious, what's your advice for getting the most value out of a conference or event that you attend?
Well, let's see. So I would have to agree with you, Ben. I don't agree with that comment because certainly any conference or event that you seek out to attend, there is something there for you. And so, but let me just say this. I have to admit that in my early career of HR, I was a little guilty about, you know, looking at a topic and thinking, you know, I'm going to skip out on this because that really doesn't apply to me. But, you know, now that I've, you know, been in HR for a few years now, so I've changed my mindset on that because now I understand that I can go to any conference or event and get something out of it. You know, I have to get my mindset you know, in order, so when I do go in there, I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to learn today? What am I going to pick up? What am I going to see differently, if anything? So there's always something there that you can get. And then I say, well, you know, the presenter give their information. I was like, okay, yeah, well, you know, I got all of that. And, yeah, maybe they did give a little bit of, you know, different perspective on a certain topic. But aside from that, I've learned that these conferences and events, you always have the opportunity to meet someone new and connect. And so we all know how beneficial it is to grow your network, right? So I keep that in mind as well when I go to these conferences and events and thinking, well, this topic, but aside from that, there's always a resource of, you know, meeting someone new connecting and building your network. Because, you know, as we know, you know, we lean and depend on that network from time to time when we do run into something that, you know, we may stumble with and need help with. So that's my take on it. Certainly conferences, events, they're a huge resource for you there. So I would take advantage of it anytime I get to.
The comment, your response to that was similar to the one that I had. Basically, you get what you're looking for. If you think that it's not going to add value, or you think that you have doubts about whether it's a wise investment once you've kind of gone in on it, then you're probably going to see every little thing that's wrong with it, or every little thing that you like, oh, well, that topic isn't relevant to me, or you know, that speaker was too dumbed down, that topic was too dumbed down, and you'll look for things that you're not going to enjoy.
Yep.
Whereas you go there thinking, I've got to learn something because I need to be better tomorrow than I am today.
That's exactly right.
Those little nuggets, those little things. And I've always, personally, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I've always said, if I can get one or two things that can change how I affect the rest of the business, then it was worth my while. I don't have to come back with a radically, completely revolutionized version of
right.
HR. I just want to come back with two or three little things that I can change and make a bigger impact.
Right. I mean, because that's what makes those big impacts, those little tweaks, those little changes that you never thought of and say, okay, let me just try this within our organization. And, yeah, those little changes make huge impacts. You're absolutely right.
So when you're going to an event, talk about that a little bit. How do you find things that are going to be relevant for you? Do you show up with, hey, this is the things that I'm planning to learn? You know, you've already scoped out the agenda. I'm kind of guilty of waiting until just before the event to really look heavily at the agenda, but that's just my style. Do you look for like a session or a topic that you're strong in, but you want to get stronger? Do you look for areas where, hey, I don't know as much about this and I need to know more? I'm curious kind of how you strategically look at that, because you have a limited amount of time, especially if it's a multi-track event, how you decide which of those things is most valuable for you so that you're getting the most from that time you're investing.
Oh, that's a good question. So typically what I'll do, my strategy is, yes, I'm going to look over the agenda. What are my topics? And, you know, I'll actually go as far as, and usually they're, you know, conferences do a good job with providing a little snippet of the session and what it's going to entail and what it's going to explain and what information it's going to give you. So I'll go look at the topics, read the little snippets associated, and see what's available. So then in my mind, I'm going to thinking, okay, well, what are the issues that we're dealing with here in our organization? Is there something that really needs our attention that's not working, or something that's, that needs a little tweaking? And so I'll take that in mind, look at the agenda, and, you know, kind of go and find those sessions that's going to that's going to help us fine-tune or fix those issues that's not working for us. So that's the first thing I'm going to do. The second thing I'm going to do, once I get that information, then I'm going to go and look and say, okay, well, the other agendas, you know, how are they applicable to us? What other information can I get back and say, oh, okay, well, this is interesting. Maybe we need to look at another way of approaching, you know, this particular, you know, situation that we have going on. And, you know, just go get information on that. So in a nutshell, basically what I'm doing is looking at the agenda, getting the topics that what's broken, how do we fix it, or something that, well, this process is good, but it can be improved. Go look for sessions for that. And so that's pretty much my strategy of attending, you know, conferences and deciding on what I'm going to go and get to bring back to the organization.
All right. And that's my last question, I think, to kind of round this out. You said bring it back to the organization. The way that I used to do it is I would actually come with questions that I needed answers to, and they would be written at the top of my notes page. So when I went in, I'm always referring back to that, like, does this, have I picked up something to help me answer that question yet? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I'm always looking at those and filtering the content I'm hearing through those things, because I didn't want to show up. If you show up with no plan, then you'll walk away feeling probably like that other gentleman that said, you know, it was not valuable, because you didn't have a plan going in, and you just kind of laid out how you approach that. But how do you hold yourself accountable for bringing something back? Because all of us have been sent to a conference by our boss saying, hey,
oh, yeah,
you know, bring the things back. I want you to present to our team, or, you know, I want you to bring something back and report back to me. You've got to justify this. How do you do that yourself? What sort of practice do you or approach do you take? I'm curious, you know, what works for you?
Yeah. So it's funny that you say that, that basically, yes, my boss will send me to these conferences. And there have been times that we sit down together and look at the agenda and go, you know, one by one saying, yes, we need information on this. No, you know, we can skip this one. Yes, we need information on that kind of thing. So we actually look at it together oftentimes and have a game plan, you know, as I go into these conferences. So with that said, you know, I'll go in with, you know, an open mind to just kind of absorb all the information that I can get. I am quick with the pen, so I am, you know, heavy-handed with the notes. I take a lot of notes when I go to conferences, lots of notes. And so usually what we do is when I get all this information, I come back, and because we do have a weekly you know, our operations meeting that we meet with our HR team, and we sit down and I do brief the team on the conferences and the information that I got. So, and then I go by one bullet point of, well, this session, and this is what it was about, and this is what I learned, and this is what I got. And I think this is, you know, would be applicable to us and how we can apply it to our organization going forward. So we'll do that, and I'll, you know, of course, have my notes already organized, and we go through all that information. Then we get a game plan together and say, okay, so what do we want to apply now that we think would make a huge impact going forward? So then we, you know, kind of discuss through that, and then we'll have a game plan of what we want to attack and apply and go forward to make a difference.
I like that. You actually said y'all sit down together and look at that agenda beforehand.
We do, yep.
You're on the same page, because I remember when I would go, there are times when you'll go to an event and there are, let's say, again, it's a multi-track, you know, a couple concurrent sessions going on, and you're like, wow, we really need to fix our recruit marketing, but our 401k plan isn't really, you know, where it needs to be. And so you're like debating which track to go to. And so it's good beforehand to kind of get on the same page and say, okay, when it comes down to it, which of these is a priority for us? And hey, maybe we know a friend who's going to be there and they're going to go to the other session anyway. They'll bring us their notes, you know, in the perfect world. But anyway, that allows you to kind of make sure you are, going back to the comment you made at the very beginning of the interview today, making sure that your things you're doing on the HR side are making the most impact on the business, that you're really aligning with the things the business needs the most from you in that approach.
Absolutely. And so, like I said, I mean, that's been working for us, you know, in the past. And, you know, there have been times where, you know, not only myself, but, you know, a team member here will, you know, attend the same conference. And, you know, we will, you know, of course, look at the agenda and attack. She go this way, I go that way. But then again, there are times when I'm just solo and, you know, just kind of strategize, like I say, and we all look at the agenda and just say, you know, what's our best approach and what's you know, needed for us right now kind of thing. So,
Wonderful. Well, Donna, I got to say, you are a great example of for the Trench HR leaders in the audience, just people that are, again, grinding away every day, trying to make their organizations better.
Absolutely.
Always said that my mission has been to make HR better, one HR pro at a time, and I love hearing from those that are like you in the audience that are saying, hey, we want to make our organizations better one person at a time. We're doing our best to do that every day.
Absolutely. Yep. You know, HR, that's our goal. You know, working with the organization across the board and, you know, do what we can to support and make the organization, you know, excel, profitable, and work at its, you know, highest peak it can.
Awesome. Very cool. This has been so fun. Thank you again, Donna, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Really,
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And everybody else, thank you for being here. This has been Eubanks of We're Only Human, and I'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to We're Only Human. Please take a moment to share this episode with another HR leader who might see it as a valuable resource in their daily work. For more information about the podcast and to see all our show archives, please visit upstarthr.com.